Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for joining me here today on Food for the Soul. I'm your hostess, LaDonna Crawford. This is a very special episode for me because it's personal for me. I want to give a big congratulations. Thank you, rather, for my men and women of the Pittsburgh Police Department. Yes, Pittsburgh Police Department. They have been wonderful. You know, folks, all too often, as you know, we always hear that, you know, something tragic happened with the police departments all over the country and the world, of course, you know, everywhere. It's really something how we only hear of the bad, you know, things that happen. You know, tragedies, negative situations. I guess that sells more news and papers, you know. But the truth is, we could not make it a day without them. I actually did a short story where the police department went on strike for 24 hours. Now listen, can you imagine? I want you to do this, really. Please, everybody. Try to imagine for a moment what it would be like in your, wherever you're at, your city, town, if you could not call the police for 24 hours. I could say 12, but I'll go 24. I'll say 12. Okay, that's enough time for a lot of damage to happen. 12 hours or 24. Imagine that we could not get assistance from the men and women in the police department. And everyone knew that. So that means that you could rob, you could rape, and God forbid, you could kill, murder. You could do all kind of things in 24 hours illegally. You know, there's so many things you could do to break the law. And we couldn't get help. Everyone would have to take up arms themselves. You'd be sitting in your house with a gun in your hand, probably, you know, depending on where you live and know who you are. You know, the businesses, of course, would all close and board up, and then the looters would come out. And that's just the beginning. So, you know, let's be fair. We need the men and women, and the canine, we're going to include them too. We need all of them in our lives on a daily basis, because I don't want to live in a town without them, you know. Of course, there's a few bad apples, but you know, those apples are everywhere. You know, the apples in the medical field, and you know, what in the school system, and you know, politics. You know, there's gonna always be that, you know, balance. You got the good and you got the bad, but we know we want to focus on the good. Okay, we all too often we focus on the bad. So recently, I had an experience, and I was just so blown away. Okay, I work at night. Okay. And I work in customer service at night with the public, okay? And, of course, sometimes, you know, at night, you know, certain people, the night brings on certain, you know, type of people. Sometimes they're out and about and they're kind of looking for something to get into, I'll put it like that. And it was holiday weekend, and the children were out of school, of course, the big children, you know. We're talking high school age. And they're roaming the city and they want to do their little drag racing and, you know, just walking around their little groups and doing what they can to entertain themselves. I'll put it like that. So I was working, and then I had a problem with two young males. I'm thinking the older, high school, maybe 17, 18 years old. So they were giving me a hard time at my business where I work at. And the police are really good about, they patrol that, the business where I work a lot. They come there often. They actually do business there. And this particular night I was having a problem. And, I understand kids, I have a grandson, so I know about children. I've been one myself, and I know how kids are on the holiday, on weekend. And so I'm trying to be, like, okay, I'm calm and little. And it just kept on and on and on. And then it got kind of, we were getting really rowdy. Just the two gentlemen that were together. The other kids were just hanging out. And so it had gotten pretty rowdy, and I talked to the young man. I said, listen, you guys, you should kind of move along if you're done here, because you're starting to be, a problem, And just when I said that, it's like I heard choir singing, angels. I looked up, and there were two Pittsburgh police officers had pulled into up to my business. One had his light shining on the two young men. The other one drove to me, and he asked me, was I having a problem? Meanwhile, the two young men decided they would turn and walk away really fast. And I told him, I said, well, yeah, I was actually having a problem with those two young men. He said, yeah, the two that were walking really fast, almost running. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. And then he said, he talked to me. He got out of his patrol car, cruiser, and he told me that they were on alert that the children were out and about in the city. And it just so happened they were headed this way. It just broke up our car show, one of those car shows that they like to do. And they were coming this way, and they saw the kids. They saw the group of kids coming. And they saw the two young men over there. They could tell from the way things looked. They were being difficult. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I just love you guys. And so, of course, the young man disappeared really fast for some reason, And then the officer also, he went to the other children, to the group of kids, and he said, is everything okay, kids? He was so cool the way he did everything. He understands kids too. He was one once, and he really knew how to talk to them. I've seen that, a lot of times, that's a problem, the communication, If people feel like they come on too strong, And he was really like, hey, everything okay over there? You guys okay? And they say, yeah. And they appreciate the way he spoke with them. And I did too. And I thought it was really cool, right? And I'm like, wow, okay. So then, I took care of the kids. They went on. The young man disappeared, never to return again, of course. And so I stood and talked with the officer, and he says, he's just checking, make sure everything's all right. We had a little conversation. I thanked him. I said, oh my God, you guys just appeared out of nowhere, like in the movies, like just appeared. I didn't even see where you came from. And then I went, back inside my work, and they did not leave. The officers did not leave right away, They parked there. They literally parked there. For a while, and then they moved over a little ways down, but they were still in the area, in my in business, in the parking lot, and they just parked there. And it's like the way they park, it's like they were letting the kids know, okay, kids, and then whoever had, when to come and become rowdy or whatever, don't do that. We're watching you. We're watching. We're not just, we're really concerned that we don't want any problems here. So don't come back. And I was blown away. I felt so special, important. I felt like, hey, they care. They really watching and they care. And the way he handled it, I wish I could use his name. Of course, I probably can't, for privacy reasons. But they were, it was too, they were wonderful. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank you too. I want to thank all of you, for the hard work that you do and for how, the intervention, it was, they came in, it was like, they intervened before anything happened. And that's, a lot of times that's what's necessary. If you see there's a problem, if you know there's a problem, just try to head it off, and before it gets out of hand, that's the best thing, preventative, actions. And so I'm gonna give this podcast, I'm gonna give this to the gentleman that came on the scene that night. And then they'll know, of course, it was, what it was about. But I want to say that, wherever you're at listening, next time you see a police officer, say hi, how are you doing? Ask them how they're doing for a change, We need to be supportive of them because we do need them, Like I said, I don't live anywhere without them. And we can't, not in a civilized society, And yes, I've had to call them over the years, and I was glad to be able to do so, And so, we need to let them know that they're appreciated. A lot of times, because of the bad press we've gotten over the years, and we, don't throw a blanket over everyone, We tend to look at, them because of what we hear a certain way, and we group everybody together, and we that we should not do that, Everyone is not, corrupt. God forbid. No, that's not. And but unfortunately, the few that has been, come out with their mess, tragedy and betrayal, they tend to sometimes shadow over the good ones, and that's not appropriate. We should not do that. There's always going to be somebody that wants to do wrong, and that's not right, and but then, for the most part, that's just a small amount. I'd like to think that the majority of the men and women that will protect us and watch are good people. They are. And they put their lives on the line every time they go out and they put the uniform on. And, because people are attacking them nowadays. At one point, they would never think of it, but that's not the case now. Sometimes they go after them, purposely. So listen, next time you see a police officer, say hi, be nice, say something nice, do something kind for him or her, It's only right. We're all in this together. We all need one another, So that's my special podcast for tonight. I want to thank the men and women of the Pittsburgh Police Department and the K-9. We don't leave them out. And I appreciate you all from the bottom of my heart. And I would not want to live in the city without you. So thank you. God bless you all. And thank you all here for listening. Share this podcast episode, please, with your family and friends. Go out and have a great day. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. It's like summer, actually. And be good to yourself. Be good to someone else. And remember, Jesus loves you, even if you don't know him or love him. He's there just waiting for you. Okay, everybody. Peace.